Listen up, dogs. It's Steelers week and we owe them one. No matter what happens this season, beat the damn Steelers. Erase your TikTok. Throw your Heinz products away. Burn everything yellow and black. Let's go, Browns! Woo!
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Zach Kopp, Justin Charles, and Josh All.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of The Dogs. If you want to get your intro on the show, head to thedogspodcast.com, tap leave voicemail in the drop-down menu. Kenny Mack coming in with another fire intro for us. Maybe my favorite part about doing this show is just getting to meet people like Kenny Mack.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. We've met like Lee from Hawaii, Kenny Mack from Ottawa, the people on the Patreon all across the country.
Barry Shuck from Florida.
Yeah. So it's just the fact that we've got to meet other Browns fans from across the country is pretty crazy. Browns got a big one coming up, potentially a big one coming up. This could be, you know, for all the marbles, or it could be for pride. We're going to find out on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Before we break it all down in the possible playoff scenarios going forward, remember to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. If you're watching on YouTube, please like and subscribe. Make sure you tap the notification bell so you never miss a new episode. You can also find us on Apple, Spotify, and Google if you prefer to just listen to the podcast. Lastly, if you're looking for more content, head to jointhedogs.com, become an official Dog Pack member on the Patreon page. Fantasy leagues are wrapping up. Championship games are set. There's a dog in each one of them. We're going to be giving away free merch to the people who finished highest in the league. You get the episodes early. Again, extra episode every week. It just happens to be my favorite episode because we can say more. I can swear.
Say what you mean, Blake. Say what you mean.
I can just be more me. So that's, if you guys are, you know, you want more me, I don't know if you do or not, head to the Patreon, head to jointhedogs.com. It's a ton of fun in there. Everybody, we get along 99% of the time, and even the 1% of the time we don't get along, it's still fun because it's lively debate. So make sure you guys check that out. It's all in good nature ribbing. So jointhedogs.com, become an official Dog Pack member.
Yeah, and you know, if you're like me, you're not in your fantasy football Super Bowl in any of your leagues this year, which might be the first time in a while that's happened to me, because I play in enough that usually I get at least one. But you know what? If you're like me, or even if you're not, you can still get in on some fantasy football action with DraftKings. We're going to talk about DraftKings Sportsbook. They're an official sports betting partner of the NFL. With the Sportsbook, you can be a winner once a single point is scored in a game. New customers who bet just $1 on any team to score can win $100 in free bets. And if Sportsbook is not yet available in your state, you can still get in on the NFL action every week with the DraftKings Daily Fantasy app. I love it. You can get in there. You can play multiple contests. They've got different styles of contests that you can play each weekend. You can play throughout the playoffs. You can take out contests for the Super Bowl, make your bets. It's a ton of fun. Everybody can play for huge cash prizes all season long, all postseason long with the DraftKings Daily Fantasy Sports app. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code TPPN. Bet $1 on any team to score, and you can win $100 in free bets. If they score, you score with promo code TPPN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 years or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Man, that's a lot.
It is.
That's a lot. Just remember TPPN. That's, if you had a gambling problem, YOLO. I'm just kidding.
Dogs game preview.
All right, so the Browns got a big one Monday night. I think we said at the end of the year this one could have playoff implications, and unfortunately it does.
Well, like what you said at the beginning of the show, it could be a big
one. It could be a big
one. Could be a big one.
Yeah. So essentially what needs to happen for anybody who doesn't already know, we need the Chiefs. The biggest thing is the Chiefs have to beat the Bengals. If the Bengals beat the Chiefs, they wrap up the division. It doesn't matter. The Ravens need to lose one of their next two games. They play the Rams this week. I trust the Rams to beat the Ravens way more than I trust the Steelers in week 18 to do it. So let's just hope the Ravens.
But it's still possible.
But it's still possible.
Even if the Ravens win this week, there's still a chance. Yes. We would just need more help in the last week.
Correct.
Yeah.
But let's hope. Let's just hope the Chiefs and the Rams can take care of business. And then it hinges on us.
Probably the most difficult part of the equation, in my opinion.
I completely agree because the Ravens are still so beat up on a 4-game losing streak. Hate to see it.
and so does Cincinnati. They hate to see it.
So the Rams get them. Where's that game at, by the way? I feel like the Ravens get to play every big game at home. Do we know?
I didn't find out here real quick.
Yeah, find out here real quick. And then the Chiefs have been playing real well. And if they're getting Travis Kelce back, even though the Bengals stomped the Ravens the first time, too.
They get them at home.
Of course they do. I feel like the Browns played every big, tough game this year on the road.
They get them and Pittsburgh at home to end the year.
Did the Ravens play a hard road game?
Miami.
Chicago and Miami.
Yeah.
Denver, Detroit, and the Raiders. That was their away games, other than the division.
And then they get
They played Kansas City at home, the Chargers at home, and Green Bay at home, the Rams at home.
Give me a break, NFL. Give me a freaking break. That is so annoying. That's ridiculous. But either way, let's hope the Rams can take care of business.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing for this that helps the Browns is the Rams and the Chiefs are both still playing for something.
Correct.
Going into these last couple of weeks. You know, the Chiefs, who everybody was kind of down on, they were like, Mahomes isn't any good anymore. Everybody's figured him out. They're the one seed in the AFC.
Right.
And then the Rams have now, the Cardinals are just in this downward spiral of falling from grace that everybody was like, they're the team to beat. And now they're just trending downward and the Rams are in the head of the division. Now they can't lose, but if they went out, they win the division and they're like the 2 seed, I think right now over in the NFC. So they're both still playing for something. We're not to that point where it's like, I hope they play their starters this week and they don't rest somebody.
Yeah.
They're both trying to win.
Yeah. So that helps us a lot. And then the Browns got to go into Pittsburgh on a Monday night in what is, I would guess, Big Ben's last game ever at Heinz Field. Did he come out and say he's retiring, or are we just all assuming?
He came out and said, he didn't say that he was retiring. He said it was his last year playing for the Steelers organization. So I don't know
that if means he's retiring because nobody else is putting him out there.
This no, I wouldn't think so either.
The only way I'd say he ever comes back is if the COVID's still a thing next year and somebody, like, instead of trotting out their 15-string practice squad quarterback, they call him to come play a game.
That's true. I guess the Panthers brought Cam Newton back and he can't throw either.
Yeah.
It's very true.
But this is going to be his last game at Heinz Field. The crowd's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy. Honestly, the first time we played them, we looked like dog crap.
Yeah, it was, I mean.
I was at Zach's house.
Yeah, the Steelers are in a downward spiral, too. I mean, they were a team that.
I feel like it's every other week for them. I feel like they play a game, God, they suck. They're so done. And then they come out the next week and get a win.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's wild.
Yeah, but they were a team, you know, in that Minnesota game, they got down and then they kind of fought back. And in the Kansas City game this past week, they just got blown out. So, you know, they've kind of gone win-loss their last 4 games, but they were in a position, considering how bad, you know, that their roster kind of has been, how bad that they've played, and statistically they haven't been a, like, playoff team or contender, but they controlled their own destiny for the last 3 weeks. You know, if they would have won this past week against Kansas City, they would have been right in the, I mean, they'd have been in the driver's seat with the Bengals, you know, for the division. And now we're talking about, well, they might lose out and help somebody else get in. I mean, this game here, being on a Monday night, I think, Josh, you mentioned it. You're like, what is up with all these just odd days we have to keep playing on Saturday?
Well,
it was supposed to be Saturday, then it was Monday.
It's
not just
the odd days. It's the fact that we're the game that's on TV, and it's like,
everybody's watching.
I don't want everybody to see our team right now. It's not great. Yeah, please.
Yeah, I think going into this game, we definitely didn't show them a lot in that first game.
No, we were awful in that game. If you remember right, too, that was the game we had so many drops.
Yeah.
Was that Odell's last game?
Jarvis had some trouble dropping the ball there, right?
Yeah. Was that Odell's last game?
I don't think.
I honestly can't.
It was getting close to it. A lot of times, like, we fire coaches and lose players and stuff after we lose to the Steelers.
True.
15-10 We only gave up 15 points to these guys the first time, and we couldn't win. Lucky for us, coming back into this game, Kareem Hunt might play.
That would be a big.
Kareem Hunt might play. I think Clowney's going to be back. We've hopefully gotten our COVID stuff kind of out of the way. I love the two. I don't know if you guys saw this. The NFL is about to change policy where they only have to, even if you test positive and you're unvaccinated, it's only a 5-day quarantine now because the CDC just changed it. Mm-hmm. So now people who test positive on Monday, they don't even have to test negative before they're going to be able to play on. If you test positive on Monday, you're playing on Sunday because they're saying that the incubation and, contagious time's only 5 days.
It got less contagious in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. So you're going to, I mean, there's a chance this football season, you're going to see guys on the field playing who are COVID positive, just asymptomatic.
It's kind of how it should have been all year.
Correct.
We wouldn't have had all this mess of, and I think that's what the NBA realized it too. Like, if we keep going down this path, we're going to have to cancel games after game after game.
Forever.
Yeah. At some point, we just have to say, okay, let's just live with this and move on.
Yeah, because I don't know if you guys watched the Monday night game last night, but poor Ian Book.
Ian Book, yeah.
Oh, my God. I felt bad for that guy because not only is he making his first start ever, and he looked athletic.
He's got to go against Miami, and who's got one of the best defenses the last month or two in the NFL.
Saints already don't have that many weapons to begin with. Then their line was depleted. They had 22 guys out with COVID. This guy hasn't practiced, and you're starting.
He's the fourth string quarterback.
Yeah.
He's the fourth QB on the roster. If you count, I mean, you got to count Taysom Hill.
Yeah. Jameis, Taysom, and
Trevor Siemian. Yeah. So, I mean, man, yeah, rough spot.
Yeah,
but he's got a good looking girlfriend, I guess. They talked about her. So
the quote, was it Brent Musburger?
Yeah.
Did he make a comeback? He actually looked athletic and stuff. It'd be interesting to see what he could ever do, like if he gets put in a positive situation. But it was a terrible game. They got rolled. They couldn't do anything. And I think the NFL was like, we can't keep doing this.
No, because I mean, they stuck the Browns on Monday night against the Raiders with Mullins.
Yeah.
That didn't need to happen.
No.
That's what sucks. That did not need to happen.
So that could change. So we could be seeing COVID positive people playing in games. So I think you're going to see games affected by COVID go down kind of a lot if they pass this thing.
We're getting close to the playoffs.
Yeah. So hopefully that's not an issue, but we should be coming into this game overall, I mean, pretty healthy, all things considering it's the end of the year.
I was going to say for weeks, 17?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to be pretty coming intact, pretty healthy. And we got the Steelers, their run defense is not great, but we have to be able to throw the ball or at least have the threat of throwing the ball just a little bit.
Yeah. So
just a little bit.
I was going to talk real quick, the defense. So we have really, really sharpened up our run defense.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, Najee, I'll tell you what, the Steelers offensive line has been bad all year and it hasn't gotten any better. So we should have no problem bottling him up, you know, limiting the damage that he can do on the ground. And Ben's arm, I mean, it seriously looks like they got two bricks strapped to the football every time he drops back to throw it.
And he's so slow.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, hey, if there was a game, Miles, you know, Clowney coming back after having a week off, like, I don't know if he tested positive for the COVID. I don't know if he actually had it, you know, that type of a thing. Like, if he's coming back from a sickness pretty much and like, or he had a week off, you know, yeah, right. So you should be fresh coming, you know, into this game. Something that we didn't mention that kind of, we might have forgot about a little bit is like, we're like, man, we didn't get any pass rush. I think we missed Tack McKinley a little bit in that last game, you know, his injury factor.
He'll be able to play.
Yeah. I don't think he'll be back.
No, I feel bad for that guy.
But
he was having a good season.
But if you're the Browns, you have to, if you're the Steelers, you're coming into this game thinking we're taking away the run. taking away the run, we're going to make them beat us passing, right? We're terrible against the run. We'll put 13 guys in the box. We're not going to cover anybody. We'll try to sneak players out there type of a thing. If you're the Browns, I think you kind of have to do the same thing and say, we're going to have to stop the run. Like, because they still want, even with the bad offensive line, they still want to run the football. I mean, Najee Harris still, I think he's 16 yards away from having a 1,000-yard rookie season. So they still want to run. And I got the stats pulled up. That's what they did against us in that game. He had 26 carries for, I think, 96 yards or something like that.
Ran all over us.
Yeah, I mean, he's just a big, physical, powerful runner. We have to make Big Ben make those throws. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what teams are doing to them. They're like, oh, you drafted this really talented running back that you want to give the ball to? Nah. We're going to make the 40-year-old have to throw the football.
But to put things in perspective about Najee, he's just getting a lot of carries. He's got 268 carries, almost got 1,000 yards, and he's only averaging 3.7 yards per carry.
Yeah, could you imagine if they had a good offensive line?
Yeah.
He'd be putting up Jonathan Taylor type.
Yeah, so like you say, they ran all over us, or he ran all over us. He didn't, like, not as far as, like, yards per carry, but as far as attempts, and they just kept feeding him the ball.
And I think it was bad. I wish I could just go to that game real quick, but I'm not fast enough in navigating my internets.
I'll navigate
I'm my internets. I'm a boomer. So I think you obviously got to take away that run. You can't let them run all over us like they did the first time. On top of that, eliminate. I feel like at least once or twice a game, I see Big Ben just drop back and chuck it to Claypool down the sideline. He makes a crazy catch.
Yeah.
Just eliminate that. Don't give up like the cheap 60-yard bomb to Claypool, like the one big throw Big Ben has in him a game.
Well, okay, and what the Browns can't do in this game is, and this kind of goes to the whole being able to throw the football. One, we have to, their defense hasn't been great, but they're going to probably play great because they're playing us, or they're going to at least look great because they're playing us. We don't want to make this a possession-type game. We need to go out, you know, and be able to put points on the board and have a couple quick drives. We don't need these long, like, 11-play drive, and then we get a field goal. And then the Steelers are going to have a 11-play drive that takes up six more minutes of the clock, and then all of a sudden it's halftime, and you're like, we've had the ball twice. You know, that's how the Steelers win their games. They, you know, that's they get into these, like the Tennessee Titans game that they just beat them, I think, like 19-13. They get in these games where it's just like long, drawn-out drives, you know, that either result in points or we took half the quarter away. So we limit your possessions. So I think that that's got to be something that we got to be able to score and have some bigger chunk plays and then worry about sustaining a long drive when you're up by 10 or 14.
Yes.
And just like take the air out of the ball.
Yeah. And like you said, you got to hit some chunk plays to loosen them up, because you saw against the Ravens, they were not afraid to pass at all. We were trying to run into 10 man boxes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you can't do that. Blind stats for you real quick, because I thought this was funny. I wasn't going to do this, but tell me who's who. 3,373 yards, 20 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. And then 2,825 yards, 15 touchdowns, 11 interceptions.
Well, we know the second one's Baker, because you said he doesn't have a 3,000 yet.
So
who's the 3,000's Big Ben?
Yeah. So who's the bum?
Big Ben.
I mean, he's got more yards, more touchdowns, less interceptions.
The blind stat game, because I'm going to play a game with you on the after hours.
Nice. Now, I will say, I think
he's probably got 1,000 more attempts.
He's got 515 attempts. Baker has 380 attempts.
So 130 more pass attempts.
Yes.
It's a lot. They throw the ball a lot, and to like incorporate their run game, they've like adapted the Tom Brady style of like just dink and dunk to Deontay Johnson and just let him run for 20 yards after the catch type of stuff.
You got to stop Deontay Johnson.
Yeah, Claypool is like a big athletic guy, but he's only going to beat you with jump balls.
Are they going to say a big baby?
Yeah, I mean, he is a big baby, but that's the only thing he's going to do. He's going to beat you on a jump ball over, you know, in single coverage deep. Deontay Johnson is the route runner who gets separation, and then he just needs a yard, and he's gone.
I want JOK to light that guy up once.
That'd be nice.
He still keeps running the short little routes.
Yeah.
But
that's another game we should have won. Should have won that game.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
should have won that game. That Pat Freiermuth
touchdown,
the one-handed in the back of the when we should have had a sack.
I feel like there's so many games you're just looking at like, well, if we
and then they didn't remember they didn't have a kicker. We took Boswell and we hurt him. They couldn't kick.
Yep.
And we still couldn't go down. And
that ended up costing us because they probably would have kicked a field goal.
Yeah.
Instead, they didn't have a kicker, so they went for it on fourth down, caught a touchdown pass.
Yep.
We lost 15-10. 15 to 10.
Oh, the memories.
So I kind of like that this game's on Monday because I want to know. I like knowing. Okay,
what you got? What you have?
Season's still alive. Let's go win this game. I don't want to be playing this game at 1 o'clock while those other guys are playing at 1 o'clock, and in between every play, we got to be looking at the scoreboard, checking to see like, do we? I just want if the Chiefs beat the Bengals, our guys going to this game.
We control 100%. Our own destiny.
Yep, it's back in our hands. So that's I kind of like that this is on Monday night.
Yeah, if we get those two wins that you know both those teams are favored in those games. If we get those wins, we'll get to see, you know, what this team really is about. And that I almost expect with this being on a Monday, that is a big Stefanski job, I think, of like the game plan, the preparedness, like in Joe Woods. Like if you know going into Monday night, these two things happen. We go get this win, we get next week, we're in.
Yep.
All the bad stuff that's happened, we can forget about it and erase it with these two, and we'll talk about that in the offseason.
Yep. It's basically if the Ravens and the Bengals both lose, it's like the playoffs start Monday night. That's essentially what it is.
Yeah.
We're playing playoff games.
It's a pre-playoff game.
Yep. We're playing – they're like play-in games
in
baseball. So it's going to be a huge game. Atmosphere is going to be crazy. I just look for – hopefully the Browns show up. And I think, you know, feed Nick Chubb, but like we said, we have to hit some chunk plays. If you think you're going to come in and just line up and
run for 300 yards.
And just never not have to hit any passes, I don't think you're not going to win this game. They're not going to let you do that. Mike Tomlin's too good of a coach. He's not going to let you do that.
No, this will be a great opportunity to see how does Baker Mayfield bounce back after his worst game throwing the ball ever.
Four picks, man. So we'll see. Let us know what you guys think. A lot
to play
for. Yeah. Potentially a ton to play for. A ton.
The good thing is, if you remember, at the end of last season, we were able to beat the Steelers twice, once to make the playoffs, and then to
advance
in the playoffs, and we did it.
Yep.
So it's not like this team has done it before.
And this team's worse than that team.
The Steelers. I was like, this Browns team is better.
That Steelers team.
Well, that's the thing. The Steelers are worse and we're better. I cannot believe that this is the situation we're in, but
here we are.
Yep.
I'm going to say bold prediction here. We're not going to do all of our picks, but I'm going to say defense holds them to 15 or less again. And hopefully we can muster 17. I'm going to say we win like 17-15.
See, I don't know why I'm optimistic about this game. I think that we win something like, I think it'll end up being like a 31-21 or something like that type of game, but the Browns control the game. And then the Steelers do what they do best in the fourth quarter, and they like score a touchdown or so, and then the Browns get the ball back, and we're like, we better go get a first down here, and we finally do.
What about you?
I'm more with you in like the low scoring. We win by a couple. At best.
Okay.
It's going to be, I think our defense will make it tight on them, but they're going to make it tight on us.
We said coming into this year that if our defense could just be top 15, we'd be Super Bowl
bound. We did.
And I'm pretty sure when they put it up on Christmas Day, we're the fifth ranked defense.
Yeah. If we also talked, at least one of us talked before the year that somebody was going to throw for 5,000 yards and 70 touchdowns.
70.
Just kidding, Josh. Justin wasn't here to make that comment, so I felt like I had to because that would have been a Justin one.
So we'll see. I
was a little wrong on that, but yeah.
I was wrong on a few things. Blake was wrong on the Odell 1,300 yards or something. And
what I say though? What I say? How many touchdowns he was going to have?
15, I thought, or something.
I thought I said somewhere in like 12 to 15 somewhere. How many does he have now? He's got four since he went to L.A. How many do you have?
He didn't have any.
One here, I think.
They have one this year.
I thought he did, but maybe
I don't remember. I don't know this year.
It's just crazy to me though that washed up guy's got four touchdowns in what's essentially five games.
Yeah,
man, he sucks.
Yeah, he's pretty awful. Bad. He's pretty bad.
So, all right, we're gonna wrap this thing up. Before we get out of here, make sure you guys check out Symbol. New URL for Symbol. Easier to use our promo code, dogs.symbol.app. Promo code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S. It's going to explain how to use the promo code and how to get signed up on the webpage so you can play the stock market. How it works, when you use promo code DOGS, you're going to get $10 free plus your deposit is 100% refundable up to $500 for your first 90 days. 100% risk-free trial, basically, of Symbol right now if you use promo code DOGS. Jump in, play the stock market, win yourself some money. If it's not going well, just contact Symbol. They'll send you all your money back. Legit, risk-free, no chance of losing your money right now. So make sure you check it out. Promo code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S. And that new URL is dogs.symbol.app. So we're going to wrap this thing up. Thanks for checking out another episode. Hopefully the other teams can do what they need to do so the Browns can control their own destiny again on Monday night. Let us know how you guys think the game's going to go Monday night, and you think we have a shot. What do you think about Baker's chances? What do you think about Stefanski coming to this game? Let us know everything. We'll be interactive with you guys in the comments, and we'll see you guys all next week.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on Twitter @The Dogs Podcast, and become an official Dog Pack member and join thedogs.com.